Yes.
And the agenda is approved by a vote of 7-0. Next is approval of the minutes for the March 23rd meeting.
I move that we approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Sebring to approve the March 23rd minutes as presented.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose? Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And those are approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Mr. Mayor, I have distributed to members a notice of Vincennes University's 2015 Homeland Security Community Academy. This is a academy that the public is welcome to attend. It's put on by the senior students in the baccalaureate program of Homeland Security. I'm going to have two sessions, one in Vincennes University Jasper campus and the other at the Vincennes campus. And that the Vincennes one is April 25th from 9 to 3. So certainly encourage anyone to attend, and if you know someone to be interested, please pass this information along.
Thank you. Anything else? If not, we'll move on to committee chair reports.
Mr. Mayor, I was, I think you're probably aware of this, but I was approached by a member of the Harmony Society the other day, said one of their members got accosted in the dark with all the construction and all that, and he suggested that we might leave on some pavilion lights in Riverfront Pavilion. I believe Chief Luking, were you aware of this, or?
Yes. And this is information the city inspector is working on getting some. We have dusted on lights that are in place down by the restrooms. We're going to get some more put in closer to Second Street for that reason.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring that up. Thank you.
Any other reports? Not, we'll move on to report of city officers. And at this time, we'll have Mr. Dale come up to give you a report from RDC.
Hello, I'm Brad Dale, Vincennes Redevelopment. I came here just kind of update you on some projects that the RDC is involved with and things coming down the pike. Been a very busy spring here for us, so as you all know, our Second Street project is moving right along. Street traffic's a little bit difficult, but besides that, we're doing the best we can. Our Kimmel Road extension, which is the Kmart property, Heart to Main. The engineering contract has been signed with United Engineering. They got started last week on the surveying. The development out there, I think, is right down our alley with the Vincent Redevelopment Commission as to help benefit the city and make it a better place out there. It's also, I'd say, in our favor with having a local man owning the property that has a good track record and been successful. I believe he'll make that property in years to come, and I hope a short order things will blossom out there. Starbucks property, it came up for sale and listed by a local realtor. We took a look at it, being the second busiest intersection probably in the city, just to see if the numbers out there from that guy would be something that we'd entertain. As I had talked to him, the number that we had anticipated was above and beyond what we thought would be something that would be good for the city. We had taken consideration of buying the property, relining the intersection, and demolition of the old building. So we added those three up, and it was getting too awful high for us, we thought, so we dropped that. The Ford Road extension, Paul Yoakum, next to Kohl's. We're working with Paul and Kohl's as we speak. The road approximately is going to be 350 foot long. The bid is going to be approximately 60 days for the new blacktop road there, which will open up Ford Road. I think with Paul coming in, play here, moving his business here, I think that's just a win-win for the city of Vincennes. 15th and Hart intersection. Been a lot of discussion about that, but we've seen, and me personally, I'd seen quite a few wrecks there, and I did go to the police department and check the wrecks that we had all last year, and we's having quite a few wrecks. And what we had JP, our engineer, here to go look and reline in the two left turns, which I think you guys probably have the picture or the blueprint in front of you. The RDC had paid for that the first time a few years back. We offered to pay it again to realign that intersection. I think it'll make it safe for the city. The cost of it was approximately $27,000. That's grinding down the road, restriping it, and adding a stoplight. Main Street project. It's kind of in limbo. Been waiting on NDOT for have a call for project. Like it might be year 2019 or 2020. We might be able to take a look at that down the road and take a small piece of it as time comes. But right now it's kind of on the back burner with so many other things we have going on in the city, but still in the back of our minds, I believe, for speaking for the committee. I'd also like to take time just to thank you for the city council and the mayor for putting together a good RDC committee. They're very conscientious, dedicated, and hardworking people. It's been a pleasure working with all the men and women. Any questions?
Questions to Brad? Or?
Yep. When do you think the road through the Kimmel Road property will start?
Kimmel Road property? Doesn't go out for... Right now we're just surveying it, and we're working with Heath on that. I can't just put the timetables. We've got a second party involved, but
he
might be able to update
the schedule that we got preliminary from them is to be in construction next spring.
Next spring. Okay.
Can't remember all the dates.
I'd just like to thank the members. I know that there's a great deal of work involved, a lot of reading and financials and so forth. It's a lot to ask a bunch of volunteers to do it, but I think this commission is doing a good job, and I look forward to that Kmart project. I think that's particularly exciting.
We're excited about it. Yeah.
People will be very pleased with that.
Well, thank you.
And
yes, Mayor.
Just for your, for you guys' information, they are meeting twice a month now.
Correct.
It's typically what, the second and fourth, or first and third?
Correct.
First and third Thursdays, 9 a.m. right here.
I'm going to be in Florida on this
if
next
you're
one.
Interested in that. So.
We also had committed to RDC $500,000 toward blacktopping in the TIF area in our zone this year, too. So we got our money and we're dispersing it in different directions, and we're not trying to hole in one particular part of town. We're very diversified and trying to help where we can. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brad. Okay. Another reports, we'll move on to old business. First is Ordinance 5-2015 through Ordinance 11-2015.
Mr. Mayor, Ordinance 5-2015 through 11-2015, those are tabled pending our public hearing on May 8th.
Next is Ordinance 12-2015, additional appropriation from Edit Fund for $16,465.50 and $904.89. First reading was March 23rd.
Mayor, I move we have a second reading of Ordinance 12-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton and second by Councilman Sebring to have second reading of Ordinance 12-2015.
Ordinance 12-2015, additional appropriation ordinance omitting formal parts, section 1 and 2, $17,370.48.
Discussion?
Mr. Mayor, let the record show that a public hearing was held at 5:45. No one spoke for or against.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose? Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And second reading of ordinance 12-2015 passes by a vote of 7 to...
Mr. Mayor, I move we have a third reading of ordinance 12-2000.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to have third and final reading of ordinance 12-2015.
Ordinance 12-2015, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1, 17,174.
Discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose? Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 12-2015 passes by a vote of 7. Move on to new business. First up is ordinance 14-2015, amending Chapter 75 of Vincennes Code of Ordinances, parking schedules.
And Mr. Mayor, I move we have a first reading of ordinance 14-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to have first reading of ordinance 14-2015.
Ordinance 14-2015, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, amending Chapter 75 of the Vincennes Code of Ordinances, park schedule 1, 3, 4. Diagram.
Discussion.
Is there any way we can get a brief description of this? Because some of the wording is just terrible to read on this.
JP, you want to come up? Or
your page is here from the hospital.
No. Yeah.
I don't have that in front of me, but I believe it's no parking on Prairie Street from
7th
to 9th.
Yeah.
With the exception, I think there's... Okay. We're deleting parking on both sides of 8th Street from Willow to Prairie, as well as 7th Street from Prairie to Willow. And no parking on Prairie from 7th to 9th. So basically, 7th is, I mean, the next ordinance that you'll see is 7th and 8th being right. One way, and that's kind of the limits of the flow that's being planned around the hospital. There's, if you go north of or west of 7th Street, there's some doctor's offices there, so that is not included in the no parking.
It should just be noted that the area we're looking at, the hospital owns the property on right. both sides of the street right. and all this area.
Right. There's no residences that are going to be affected by the removal of these parking areas.
That's correct.
Okay.
Any other discussion or questions?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, first reading of ordinance 14-2015 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 15-2015, amending Chapter 74 of the Vincennes Code of Ordinance.
I move we have a first reading of ordinance 15-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to have first reading of ordinance 15-2015.
Ordinance 15-2015, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, amending Chapter 74 of the Vincennes Code of Ordinance, traffic schedules 1, 2, 3, and 4. Also, graphical display of that annotation.
Okay, any discussion? And it should also be noted that both of these have been, this is their 90-day trial period that's ending, and that's why it's before.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And first reading of ordinance 15-2015 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 16-2015, additional appropriation from Edit Fund for $49,645.37.
Move we have a first reading of ordinance 16-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Sebring to have first reading of ordinance 16-2015.
Ordinance 16-2015, additional appropriation ordinance containing section 1 and 2 for a total of $49,645.30. All edit.
Discussion.
Can you explain these a little more, Mayor?
The 558 is SME, which is a brownfield grant, where we do phase one or two, and we should receive that back through the grant. The next one is Lockmuller for $6,602. That is second NIBLAC project, which that's a 80-20, so we'll get 80% back of that. Next is Horowitz, $30,006, and that is services to date that deal with the budget meeting we had a month ago, whenever we discussed what changes we were going to make in the budget, and then also dealing with some of the annexation.
Yeah. Bingham Green Bond.
And Bingham Green Bond. It all is the same. Eight is fees associated with annexation.
And those are detailed in the documentation back here. Mm-hmm. As part of the packet.
Right.
No further discussion. I'll call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And first reading of ordinance 16-2015 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is resolution 11-2015 authorizing a realignment of the 2015 salaries for the first and second deputies in the clerk treasurer's office.
Mayor, I move we read and approve resolution 11-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Sebring to read and approve resolution 11-2015.
Resolution number 11-2015, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing realignment of 2015 salaries for first and second clerk treasurer.
Discussion.
How does this affect the hiring freeze, Mayor?
Say, because the last line says the office process of hiring a replacement. Plan on hiring a replacement.
I have a question for City Attorney. How does this resolution hiring a replacement fit into the resolution where we said we had an immediate hiring freeze? Could you explain that?
Well, the hiring freeze always had an escape clause in some cases to be made to council. Mayor probably looks in the mirror and decides whether he's going to hire or not, because he can ask himself. David, clerk treasurer is an elected official, and he gets to use the budget. And he approved the number of deputies that we have, and the total salary. So he's
Mr. Clerk Treasurer, how will this affect your budget?
Councilman, it will not affect our budget, except we had person to unexpectedly to retire, and since they have retired on January 17th, we've actually netted $6,300 into the general fund that will not be spent because of the gap that we have between that person unexpectedly retiring and us hiring someone else to take their place.
So this will not affect your budget in any way? In fact, it will be lower than...
If you're talking about the two salaries that will remain, Deputy 1, Deputy 2,
yes.
No, sir, it will not affect what you all approved for our department when you approved the budget. And on top of that, again, I don't have to reiterate about the 60.
Right.
It's a gain for it.
Couldn't this just be, I mean, obviously this is something that you feel that you need. And when we went through the process in budget and finance, and then as a council whole discussed this, like maybe next meeting present. I know we had an email just kind of stating some of the things, but some of the facts besides, I mean, we've got a couple here, but some more stating why this would be such an important position for you to have, because this is something that obviously that we will want to see through other departments if this was a position that they wanted to fill through this hiring freeze. And it's not that I, I don't want to treat one department different from the other during this process. Because I know it's kind of it's a difficult time, so.
Yes, sir. That's perfectly understandable. Do you want us not to pay claims?
Have
what
we?
It's
not what I'm saying at all. I mean, they've been paid since we've had this since January, so I think we'd be okay just to ask. I mean, just a brief explanation, something laid out that you could present to us at the next meeting.
Councilman, I've very diligently and mathematically laid it out to you in front of you right there. I mean, if this is a point that you want to argue or something because you've already approved it, my budget, I can understand that. But the council's going to have to make a decision what they want done in my office with less people to do the work. You need to decide what you want us to do, because we can't keep giving people comp time to make up for this person that for, I know since 1976 we've had in that office, they've had three staff members. So, and I've been around here since 1980 when I first went on the city council. It's a viable position that if you want the employees to be paid on time, if you want the vendors to be paid on time, then it might be prudent that this position that's been there forever, that you go ahead and do what we want to do, which is no cost in addition to the city. The other thing is, we had some employees, councilmen in the office that were limited in what they could do as far as computers and those things, and we now are trying to get those positions up to where we have people who can use the software that we have and all those things. I understand what you're trying to do, but you know, not to be rude, but just to be factual, we can pull this ordinance and I can move my first deputy up to this position and pay her the salary that you all have budgeted for it. I can bring the other one in to what the Deputy 1 gets now, and it'll be fine.
That's not what I was asking. I was just asking for just a brief explanation at our next meeting. It wouldn't be anything different if, you know, Chief Luking came and asked something to fill that spot. That's, I mean, during this hiring freeze, that's what I assumed that the hiring freeze was for.
Okay.
That we just rationalize why we have those hires.
Okay.
I'm not saying I don't like the ordinance. I'm not saying that I don't like the idea that you brought before us. But if we're going to ask that from each one of our department heads, I it would be fair to do that here.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, can I read the email that would probably answer some of the councilman's questions.
Addresses the issue.
Thank you, sir. This was sent to all council people on Friday at 3:10, and it says, "Council, before I formally hire former First Deputy Diane Robinson's replacement, I would like to equal out the salaries between the first and second deputies in my office. My decision is based on the cross-training theory. For 2015, the first deputy will make $33,121, and the second deputy will make $29,121. The second deputy, I could promote from the second deputy salary of $29,121 to the first deputy pay of $33,121, but that isn't my intention. And then I do some math here. I take both of those current salaries for the first and second deputies that equal a total of $62,242, and I divide that by two, which makes $31,121 each. There is no additional cost in doing it this way because we've already saved $6,364 in salaries since that one person retired on January 17th. Please let me know in advance of Monday's meeting if you have any questions. There will not be any back pay involved in the above $31,121. And on a personal note regarding my office, I've saved the city around $19,000 by filing for re-election as an independent and not requiring the city to pay for an election. So is there any other way I can explain it that might benefit your question?
I basically explain, or I would like, I mean, maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but how your department would run without that individual for the rest of the year compared to running with that individual for the rest of the year.
Not very well. Not in a, excuse me, not in a professional manner, not very well. Things will not be done in a timely manner. There will be some things that may have to be postponed. You're dealing with the heart and the soul of the city when you deal with our office, and we'll do the best that we can with what you give us. We're happy to work for you and the citizens, but since 1980, if there needs to be new people or less people in the office, then that's the council's decision. If you want to do that, first, before you do it, I'd encourage some of you, all of you, to come in and see what we really do. We'd like to see you in the office. We see a few of you, but the rest of you, we don't see you. And I really kind of feel at a disadvantage that I was elected to run the office. We do a good job in running the office. Our books have been balanced every month. It hasn't taken us 2 years sometime to balance books in our office. We do everything in a timely manner. And if you feel that we need to eliminate something in there, we can do that. But I don't want the employees or the vendors coming and asking me why something's not happened and it's not paid in time, because I have no control over what you want to do as far as our office. We just have it here mathematically. I don't think I could put it any more succinctly than what we have there. But if you want something else, you know, I'll be happy to give it to you or meet with you or anything like that, you know, from that.
And Mr. Culp, I apologize. I did not get your email because I would have, you know, asked you then. But and you've lined it out perfectly. I mean, I understand it. It's really easy to read. But you're exactly right that we have a disadvantage of not knowing exactly the job descriptions in your office, how your office runs, etc. I agree 100%. But in resolution number 10-2015, it did call for an immediate hiring freeze with the exception of essential personnel determined by the mayor's office or consent of the city council for all employees. So, I mean, did you go to the mayor's office for that consent?
Well, and I answer that?
Yes, sir. Please do. I'm glad you're going to.
In terms of process, what Dave has done is absolutely correct, because the sentence you just read that was part of Resolution 10-2015 says, hiring freeze with the exception of essential personnel determined by the mayor's office or consent of the city council. Dave's office is not under the mayor's office. It's an independently elected office. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it would kind of stand process on its head for the clerk's office to go to the mayor's office, because he doesn't report to the mayor's office. So he actually reports to us. So his resolution that he has made here is correct in terms of process. So that would be the first thing I'd point out. But while I have the floor, I would just make a point that, I've sat through more than a few of these state board of accounts meetings where they pore over the books, and, they sit back here and pore through every document that we've got to make sure everything is done correctly. And it is my judgment that the clerk's office is a much more complex operation than it used to be in the early years when I was on the council, certainly. It's an operation that has to be done right, because, the last thing we want is problems with the State Board of Accounts. That usually is a real red flag that we've got problems. And the other thing is, and this has been pointed out at our budget hearings for several years now, I think, the clerk's office has really kind of assumed the function of the human resources department in a large organization such as we have. We don't have a human resources department, so they kind of wind up with that responsibility. So, the hiring freeze, it does have this escape clause about whether it's an essential personnel. If it's under the mayor's jurisdiction, as determined by the mayor, but in the clerk's office, since he's not under the mayor, it has to be determined by us. So just in terms of process, this resolution that they put before us is the right process. And it's really our judgment, seven council members, to determine, is this position essential, is it not? My judgment is that it is, but everyone's welcome to make that judgment. We all recognize when we talk about hiring freezes that they have a much greater impact on a small office than it does on a larger department. I mean, it impacts all departments, obviously.
I agree with all those things, but back to the Councilman Salter's point, we would make a more informed vote if Mr. Culp kind of tells us how the office works. I don't know. I'm going to admit right now I don't.
I mean, and that's basically all I'm asking for. I'm not saying that this isn't a bad ordinance. I'm not saying that this isn't a good idea. I mean, when you're cutting back funds for certain things, but just a brief explanation, we can have it, next council meeting, and then we can go through this right then and there. I mean, if it's obviously that important, it should be pretty easy to put together something pretty quick to show us.
Mr. Culp.
Your cross-training, Mr. Culp, is this going to I assume then that all deputies will know all jobs with the cross-training that you plan on doing, correct?
That's what we're trying to do, yes.
Okay.
And another thing that you need to realize is every time the mayor has a grant, that's more pressure on our office, because we have to write every grant, every claim, or every when you see these edit programs that you see in front of you when you approve money, those are extra claims that we have to do in our office. We're trying to accommodate the mayor and the city employees and everything else, and I really don't mean to criticize you, but don't understand that. What else can I write to tell you what we're doing and how important it is? I kind of think you're playing with me here. I really do, out of respect, because it don't want to do the ordinance, the resolution. I did it in a resolution just like I would do a transfer, or you would approve a transfer for any department. You prove, that way. I did it that way. I went through the correct procedure to do a protocol. I talked to Mr. Chatton. and he told me that it would be something that I could go ahead and do, because we laid off from doing this for a while, and then it got to a point that we just can't do it anymore. So I wouldn't mind doing that if you require all departments to give a job description of their people. I would be happy to do that, but it seems like for some reason you're poking on me because I want to do something. You want something from me, but you're not asking for the other departments to submit that. But I respect your position, and if that's what you want, tell me how many pages, and if I can do it double spaced or whatever, I'll be happy to do it. But I,
Mr. Culp.
Yes, ma'am.
What's the difference in hours between a part-time and a full-time employee?
It's however many hours they work, ma'am.
Well, what would be normal? What qualifies for a part-time?
Well, you
26 hours?
You all passed something that,
Twenty-nine hours.
Yeah.
Would you consider hiring a part-time employee for the rest of the year?
No.
Okay.
If you want professional work out of our office, the bookkeeping, the check balancing, the State Board of Accounts reports that we have to do, if you want to bring it down to that level, I can do it. I mean, if you, that's what you want to do, fine. But I really don't think you understand what goes on in that office and all the reports and the balancing and to the perf that we have to do. See, perf used to be paid quarterly. We could pay the police and fire perfs in a quarter situation. But now the state last year in October decided they want their money after every pay period. So we have to get online and pay everybody's perf to the state after every payday. So there, I think you have 7 days to do it after a payday. So there, you almost doubled or more than doubled the work that we're doing there, and it's just, and it's also getting up to the State Board of Accounts used to come in and they would do things. Well, now they want you to do them, so when they come in, you can hand them to the final program. You know, this is not my office. This is the city of Vincennes' office, and it's had full-time three deputies in it, like I said, since Alan Clark in 1976 and maybe before then. And however you want me to run it, we'll do the best that we can, and we'll cover what we can with what you give us, and we'll do that. But,
and Mr. Colvin, with all due respect, I wouldn't waste people's time playing with you. It's just a matter of, at the public hearing, I think that there's a lot to be said for transparency. So whenever another department head comes and they want to actually add a position, I mean, they'll say, well, Mr. Culp just kind of did it, so I'll just kind of do it. I mean, the fact that the questions aren't to question you or say that you're not trusted. The question is for the sake of transparency so that other people see that, yes, there's absolutely a need. That's all I was trying to ask.
Yes, sir, and I wasn't trying to demean what you were asking. It's just to a point right now there's so much pressure in our office to try to keep the table set that it's just unbelievable. And if you want to stall it another 2 weeks, you know, I'll be happy to do that. That's not a problem. I just thought if the position...
Well, this sounds to me like something that you can just... tell us. I mean, you're telling us now. I mean, I don't need a PowerPoint or, I mean, I just,
yes,
I mean.
Sir. It's the same position that you all approved when you approved the budget to start with. I mean, it's the same two positions. You know, I'll be happy to accommodate whatever you need. It's just that we also have someone in our office that I think is going to be having back surgery. And then you're going to have us down to one, or one with a part-timer. And I'm educated enough in the business field and 33 years of banking in the mortgage business and my business degrees. if you want this to run professional like your school corporation runs, and the university runs financially, I suggest that you take serious what I'm asking for, because it's not for me that our work is done, it's for all the departments.
Well, we have two ways to go. We can, we got a motion and a second. We can take a vote, see where it goes, or we can refer it to committee and come back and make a decision in 2 weeks. But we do have a motion and a second currently to approve this. So.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
No.
Mr. Salters?
No.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, Resolution 11-2015 passes by a vote of 5-2. Move on to claims.
Okay, I move we approve claims totaling $483,995.05.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Sebring, to approve the claims in the amount of $483,995.05.
I'm sorry, who was the second?
Councilman Sebring.
Thank you, sir.
Any questions on claims?
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And claims are paid by a vote of 7-2. Nothing under miscellaneous, so we just need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned, and we'll reconvene in